Well, this morning we have a couple of guests joining us here in studio. This is International Exchange Week, and Atlantic is fortunate to have a couple of exchange students involved in local programs here at the Atlantic High School this year. We have a couple of guests joining us, and I'm going to try the names here. We'll see how this goes. We've got Yara Hydra.
Yeah.
Close?
Hydra, without the A at the end.
Okay, yep. Gotcha. And I knew I was going to do that. And Nuha Barai. That's close. That's pretty good, though, right?
Yeah,
I did pretty
good
well.
Job.
Okay. Thanks for coming in. Now, both of you are juniors at the Atlantic High School this year. A great opportunity for you to do some traveling, see some things, meet some new people, and experience different culture, different educational types. A lot of different things going on. Yara, why don't we start with you? Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Lebanon. It's in Asia.
And it's nothing like Atlantic, Iowa, right?
Yeah, there's so much differences and there's so much similarities. It just depends.
What are some of the differences?
Basically, in the schools, like, usually we don't change classes, teachers change, and, like, we don't have the opportunity to choose our subjects. We have just, like, recommended stuff. While here, there's more stuff. In sports also, there's so much things to do and, like, so much activities. Back home, there's not that much. Maybe on the road, like, you follow the signs so much. Like, we never follow them. Like, stop, it's just like a word. Put it on the street, just decoration, just like we could on driving.
If you see road signs, it's just like a decoration out there. Huh? Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Very good. You got an opportunity to get into this program. Why did you want to do this?
Well, it's an opportunity to, first of all, like, I get to know America more, the culture, study abroad. Like, it also gives us adventures for our personality. Like, you're living away from your parents, you're responsible. And though, like, to introduce our country to other places, like, usually the United States, like, doesn't know so much about different countries, so, like, we were gonna be the ambassadors of our countries, so, yeah, basically that's the reason. Plus, like, it's the United States, so you won't lose an opportunity to come here, basically.
Where you're from in Lebanon now, do you look to the United States as being a place that you would want to be if you had the opportunity?
Yep, yeah, it would be, like, a dream to come here.
Very good. Now, what will happen? You're here for this year. What will happen after this year for you? You will go back and finish your education there?
Yeah, I'll go back and I'll be senior in high school and I'll just continue my education normally. It just counted as a year as if I study it back home.
Sure. Now, I ask seniors in high school this all the time about their future. Do you have an inkling of what your future might hold?
Well, I'm just, like, confused what I'm supposed to do. Like, one day I need to continue in speech, and then the other day I go to dentistry. It just depends. But basically, there's a scholarship again to come back to the U.S. to study college, so I might be planning on this stuff.
So your parents might have to carry on a long-distance relationship with you at some point, huh?
Yeah.
You kind of like it here?
Yeah, it's really good.
How's it been here in Atlantic? Have the folks been good about accepting what you're trying to accomplish here?
Yeah, basically most of them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really friendly people. Like, adults are really friendly, and that, like, teenagers just depend on the person.
They're teenagers.
Yep, that's the point.
Are teenagers like that back home too?
Yeah,
little
basically.
Bit. All right. Now, you're staying with Troy and Monica Taylor here locally. Great opportunity for you. Are you learning from them, or are they learning from you, or a little both?
Let us say both. Yep.
Very good. What's the best thing you've been able to do so far since you've been here?
Well, there's different stuff. Like, at least now I got another mom and dad from another country, and I got friends. And, like, that's basically, like, everything's been good till now.
I assume with a program like this, there are some rules, guidelines that you have to follow. But it still doesn't restrict you very much. You're still able to experience a lot of things?
Yeah. Like, there's, like, basic rules that, like, all teenagers must follow in general life. But, like, in general life, we can go through different activities and all that stuff.
Do a lot of students where you're from get a chance to be a participant in programs like this?
No, like, from Lebanon, they just let us be 30 people. Like, thousands apply. And we go through so much tests, and it just depends on how smart you are and how your personality is.
So you kind of won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
The educational lottery.
Yep.
Opportunity like this. So when you go back home next year and you get a chance to go back, what will you tell your friends? I know you've got a whole year of experiences to have yet, but what do you think are some of the things you're going to want to share with your friends back home?
First, I'm going to say it's not all New York. It's not all California. It's just like there's different places like we never heard of. Like everyone back home thinks the U.S. is there's Texas, California, Florida, New York, Washington. And in the middle, there's nothing, like seriously. And then now I was placed in the nothing and I discovered different stuff. And I'm going to mostly share how much food is delicious here.
The food is good.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, there are a lot of people in New York and California that think there's nothing out here, too.
So
it's not just overseas. Well, very good. I hope you're enjoying the experience.
Thank you.
Sounds like you are. Nua, let's talk a little bit about what you've got going on here. Now, tell me about your back home. What's it like for you?
First of all,
you're from where?
I'm from Morocco.
Okay.
And I live in a bigger city, so it's like the size of Omaha, and coming here is a little bit different because it's a small town, but people are really friendly. And I used to live by the coast, so I used to go to the beach a lot, and this is what I missed the most.
Yeah, not a lot of beaches around here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
yeah.
Gonna get cold here very soon too. Does it get real cold where you're from?
No, not really. No, like most of the time it's hot, so.
Well, yeah, I see you're wearing a sweatshirt today, mm-hmm. So you figured that much out.
Yes, it's 20 degrees outside.
Yeah, you will expand your wardrobe while you're here. There's no doubt about that. Now, let me ask you some of the same questions that we asked Yara too. Why did you want to get involved in this program?
Well, ES program is a big opportunity. So to come to the U.S. for free is really good. And I wanted to become more independent, and it's a good adventure, so yeah.
Do a lot of students get the opportunity from where you're from?
No, so first we were 500 to apply, 500 Moroccans, and they picked 24 people.
Oh, wow. So you were shocked when your name came up.
Yes, I didn't expect.
How did you find out you were going to be a part of it?
They called me, so yeah.
Excellent.
I had to pass through a writing test, and then interview, and then they called me.
How big is your family back home?
We're four, mm-hmm. So my dad, my mom, and my little sister, she's 11.
Sure. Do you have extended family close by then, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My family live.
Would you consider your family to be pretty close?
Hmm?
Would you consider your family to be pretty close-knit?
Yes.
So was it tough to make the decision to leave for a year?
Yes, a little bit. But now I'm really surprised myself because I'm not getting homesickness. Probably for one day and then it goes. So, yeah. It's going good.
From what you've seen and experienced here so far, what are some of the key differences that folks should know about between what you're experiencing here and what your life is like back home?
School, food. Food is real different. Actually, I'm not a big fan of American food, but I like Mexican food. So, yeah, fortunately, we have Mexican food in here. School is really different.
Sure. In what ways?
The whole program and like how you study in here.
Mm-hmm.
So back in Morocco, it's a little bit harder at school. And yes, there are some differences.
So you find it a little easier here?
Yes, it's a little bit easier.
Shh, don't tell them that. They can make it very difficult very quickly on you. In what ways? Do you find that, were you well prepared then educationally when you came here?
No, not really. Like we're normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, okay. We have good grades, but,
sure.
Like, not something that is, I don't know, it's just normal.
Well, they're not the students. They get mm-hmm. along just
yes.
like everybody else because you're going to be plopped into a school district,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
they're going to expect you to try to assimilate as best you can in the day-to-day workings. Has that been pretty good so far? Have you made some friends?
Yes, I made some friends. It's going good.
Very good. Now, you're staying with Dan and Wendy Schultz
mm-hmm.
here locally, and that's a good fit for you also?
Yes.
Very good.
We're doing real good. Like, my family is really good.
Excellent. Well, let's talk about this opportunity then for you in the same way. How do you think, what will you take back with you when you go back to Morocco after the school year is over? What experiences that you've had so far, what will you share with some of the folks back home?
I want to correct the stereotypes. Mm-hmm. Because, like, as Yara said, America is not just New York and California and Los Angeles. So I also want to say that, like, people here are really friendly. And, like, sometimes when we watch series about high school, American high schools, we see a lot of bullying and these stuff, but, mm-hmm. like, it's not always correct. So people are friendly and it's fun.
There's always a little bit of the bad, but yes, we hope there's more of the good that yes, balances all that out, too. And we hope you're getting those experiences mm-hmm. here, too. What do you expect to get out of this, you know, in the long run? How do you expect this experience to change your life?
First, I'm becoming more independent. My personality is getting better and stronger. And it's a good adventure. So to get the scholarship and to be here alone, like, far from your family, it's really good. Like, I recommend people to be an exchange student.
It's a lot easier now than it was on day one, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot more comfortable.
Yeah.
What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Where do you see yourself down the road?
Something in business, probably. Yes.
Closer to home? Or has the United States opened your eyes?
I still don't know. I don't know. I have no clue. So probably somewhere in Europe, so probably in Morocco, or I don't know.
You still have time to figure that mm-hmm. out.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. And just like Yara, you're going to go back home and you'll be a senior in
yes.
high school, and then you'll move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay. Well, we're glad you guys took the time to stop out here. Two very nice young ladies coming out to visit with us here today. And we're glad you're having such a good experience. And by the way, if you would ever want to be a part of the IRIS experience, there are several folks around the region that have hosted students from overseas for a semester, for an entire school year, what have you. But Sue Hunt, locally, would be the person to get a hold of if you are ever interested in maybe being a part of that and maybe broadening your own horizons, too, by bringing a little bit of the rest of the world into your home.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Neuha, Yara, thank you very much for
You're
coming
welcome.
In today.
Thank
Best
you.
Of luck to you.